It was definitely unexpected. Kind of took everybody by surprise. You know, but with constant communication with Eric during this whole process, you know, the one thing he definitely wanted me to deliver, especially to our guys in the back end, which is keep fighting. You know, go out there, play hard, play physical. You know, I mean, he's definitely gonna be watching the game, and be with us in spirit. So, you know, go out there and play hard, man. We're still fighting.
This is a guy who obviously will be in your thoughts. How do you take that energy now from all that emotion and kind of take that with you into this big division game on Sunday?
Well, for us in the back end, you know, this isn't our first time without Eric. And, you know, I think having that happen early on kind of prepared us for right now. You know, in a sense, we feel like it's kind of the same way. You know, even though he's not physically on the field with us, he's always still right here. So, you know, we've got guys stepping in new roles and familiar roles since we did it before. But, you know, we have all the guys capable of going out there and putting forth a good showing and making sure we continue to play hard.
Just in football terms of everything, this is Peyton Manning. This is obviously one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And this is the second time you're seeing it. Is there anything you can take away from that first game and sort of bring to the second game that it could help you?
I can't think of nothing, you know, in particular, but you just know you got to go out there and compete. You know what I mean? It's a rivalry game, division game. It's going to be a close fourth quarters, you know, smash mouth, you know what I mean, give and take blows and all that kind of stuff. So you just know that, you know, this is not going to be an easy game, and you got to go out there and bring your A game, you know, because he's definitely going to bring his.